Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday night edition of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political issue, personal problem, you take control. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can get updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, and sometimes they come out, you know, once a week, sometimes they come out four times a week. I mean, there's just depends on what's going on with Free Talk Live. So get on the updates list. It's free, of course, at updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org.
Coming up this hour, we've got a horror story from a listener via email about contact lenses.
Contact horror story?
Yeah. Well, the process that he had to go through to get them, it's amazing. And it all, of course, has to do with government rules and regulations.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I got a TSA horror story for you.
All right. What's on your mind?
It's not me, but my brother-in-law, when he flew back this 2 days ago.
Okay.
He was on Southwest Airlines, and I swear these American Airlines are trying to kill their own industry. They're just getting so rude and so obnoxious that...
What did they do?
And well, he got in. You know how Southwest boards, they don't have seat assignments. You just go in the plane, you take
really?
A seat.
Yeah. Oh,
I
wow.
did not know that.
So anyway, they got on the plane, and they got the first row of seats, and he was putting his bags up there, and there was some other bags in there, and he started to adjust the way the bags were.
Sure.
So that his would fit in there. And
yeah, there's not a lot of space up in those things. You got to adjust things.
Right. And this male stewardess came over. Yeah, well, I'll call him a stewardess, if that's all right.
Fair enough.
This male stewardess comes over there, and he starts getting on his case, telling him, don't touch other people's luggage, and he moved it back the way it was, and then he couldn't put it in there, so he, and then the stewardess tried to tell him to move it down the row, you know, to go put the bags down a ways where there's some open
right.
compartments.
Over somebody else's seats.
Yeah, and yeah. he said, well, you know, I don't really want to do that because then when it comes time to get out of the plane, I got to fight traffic to go back down the aisle to get my luggage before I can get out the plane. And I have, you know, I have a tight schedule. I got a layover. You know, I got to make another plane.
Plus, it's just downright rude to put your bags over somebody else's spot.
Yeah.
You know,
where are they gonna
put your bags over your own seat, pal.
Yep.
Yeah, but
anyway. You buy a seat, you buy a certain amount of luggage space above you.
Exactly.
So this guy, and he winds up getting kicked off this plane.
Wow.
Your brother
God.
Did?
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Oh,
yeah.
Your brother-in-law.
And here's what happened next is he says, well, you know, I just soon not put him down there because I got a, you know, I got a flight to make.
Yeah.
So then the guy says, well, you know, you got to get out of the aisle because you're blocking the aisle. So he says, okay. And so he sits down in his seat, and he puts his backpack on his lap, and he was going to wait until the traffic dies down so he could get up there and try it again.
Right.
And so then he says, well, you can't have that bag on your lap. So he says, okay, I was just trying to sit here. You know, I was going to wait for the traffic.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to take off right away.
Yeah, so he gets up, and he manages to get the bag in the overhead compartment, and he puts it down. Now, the guy had told him that he wanted him to put it in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, the guy was harassing him during this time, saying, well, you know, I can put you on another flight. You can have another flight. And he says, well, no, this flight's fine. I'm not having any problem with the flight. But, I, you know, and there's been several exchanges with the guy. I don't remember them all.
Sure.
But he says, you know, but I am having a problem with your attitude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was the key right there, because then he left, and then... my brother-in-law sat down, and he put some papers on his lap and started doing some homework because he's taking a college class.
Sure, he thought he was done, thought it was over with.
Thought it was over with. Well, this guy went and got the ticket agent, and she came down the aisle, and she said, would you step outside, please? So he had to get off onto the jetway.
Right.
And then the captain came out, and the stewardess guy came out, and they're all talking about how this is, you know, going down, and he says, well, you know, this guy was getting real obnoxious and mean. You know, he was just being like a little, you know, I don't know what his exact words were, but he was explaining
his
kind of condition, a little Hitler.
Yeah.
So then they said, well, you know, we're going to have to take you off the plane because he doesn't feel comfortable with you on the plane.
Oh, my gosh. The employee doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, so now the stewardess can say, well, I don't feel comfortable with this passenger, and bump you off. So they had to get off the plane and catch another flight.
That's crazy.
Did he get his bag? I mean, did he have to go back on and get his bag and then...
Yeah, he got his stuff and then left that plane, and they took a two-hour later flight.
Amazing.
I mean, this is... The airlines are trying to kill their own industry. This is ridiculous. We have a business, and when our customers come in, we don't argue with the customer.
Sure.
If you want business, you don't argue with the customer.
Well, unless the customer's, like, out of control. I mean, then you have to get them out. But it seems like totally in the right.
If you go to a fast food restaurant, you tell the employee that, hey, I don't like your attitude, because they have a bad attitude. I mean, I don't think you should just walk in and say, I don't like your attitude.
Right.
But if they have a bad attitude and you say, I don't like your attitude, I think you've done... It's been fine. I don't think the manager should come and snatch the Big Mac out of your hand and kick you out the front door.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'm going to be calling Southwest Airlines tomorrow.
You know, Gene, the reason why these airlines just don't seem to care is, I think, because they're used to getting subsidized when they fail.
Sure.
Well,
look at the billions of dollars that our government, taxpayer money, that has just, they've just shuffled it over to these companies, even though they're terrible.
And I don't see this kind of attitude when you're flying international airlines. Yeah, they're the international airlines.
Yeah.
They have much better service.
What about Hooters Air? I mean, how do they treat people?
Me, I didn't know there was such a thing.
There is. It's very limited, apparently. It's only from certain cities to certain cities, but if I ever get the opportunity,
yeah, fly Hooters Air.
Why not? Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Speaking of somebody that likes Hooters, Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to make a couple of points about what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
About the government and how the big corporations coincide. And first of all, you know, a company like General Electric, let me use them for an example. I don't mean to pick on them, but, you know, the facts are the facts. And in case people don't know, General Electric owns or has the licensing for NBC.
That's correct. Yep.
And basically, I mean, they have a rap sheet longer than anybody that you've ever seen.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, in 1990, General Electric, they were convicted of defrauding the Department of Defense by overcharging the Army for a computer system. They paid $30 million in criminal and civil fines. In 92, they pleaded guilty to charges of fraud, money laundering, corrupt business practices in connection with its sale of a military jet engines to Israel. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And my point is this, all of this coincides with not only the government, but also the media. And that's one of the points that I wanted to make.
What do you mean by it coincides with? I don't quite understand.
Well, it's all connected together.
Oh, you're suggesting that because they own NBC.
Right. Well, see, a lot of the media corporations, NBC, ABC, CBS,
yeah,
they share members of the boards of the directors with a variety of large different corporations. And those corporations are like banks, investment companies, oil companies, healthcare, pharmaceutical, and technical companies. And basically, until the 1980s, media systems were generally domestically owned, regulated, and national in scope. But later on, pressure from the IMF, World Bank, and the United States government to deregulate and privatize the media communication and new technology.
Now, hold on a second, Jeff. I always want to catch people when they use that term because they're usually using it inaccurately. Deregulate, typically when the government or the media is reporting on deregulation, when it comes to, for instance, the FCC, it's just re-regulation. It's
exactly.
It's changing the rules. That's
exactly
all it is.
Basically, what it ended up happening, it resulted in a global commercial media system dominated by several media corporations, mostly U.S.-based.
That's true, and that's what's happening in the radio industry. It's consolidation. It's given us, well, a lot of crap. You're right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. However, there are some stars that are able to shine here, and we're part of that.
The customers always get crap when there's no competition.
More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online. freetalklive.com, where we have lots of archives, and they are all free. You just go and get them. Front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and download them. Free. Freetalklive.com. Now, Jason, you actually had some extra comments on the airline situation because we had Gene, who was telling us a story from hell about his brother-in-law that was on one of the budget airlines, I guess, and had a run-in with one of the flight attendants, and they told him, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, and you're scary, get off the plane. You actually had some bad experiences.
Oh, yeah. Not quite like that, but I will agree. The airlines, the American based airline companies, are just they're killing themselves. I recently flew on United, or TED as it's now called. Boy, they really don't think their customers have very high expectations of them.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, they no longer give you food on the plane.
Right, to cut costs.
When you buy your plane ticket, it's really not that much cheaper than it was a couple of years ago.
Right. But well,
that's because there's a lot of extra federal taxes on there now,
right,
too.
They hold up a box, a little cardboard box, and say, hey, here's a meal. You can buy it for $5.
Whoa!
No, that's not going to
happen. What's in the cardboard box? Kellogg's Frosted Flakes?
Who knows?
Really? Was it like a brown cardboard box? I mean, seriously, what?
No, it was multicolored.
It's a build your own sandwich hobby kit.
sounds like dried food to me.
It's probably Lunchables. I wouldn't be surprised. But
$5? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I got one of those things, and it wasn't too long ago, it was a chicken cordon bleu. Which
Ooh,
is ham, like ham and chicken. They should mention that, right? They say chicken, they should say ham.
Right.
But there's chicken and ham, and, you know, it's wrapped up in like a little fritter.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, it is awful.
So they offered you this crappy food.
They offer you crappy food.
There's, for extra.
Right. And the seating arrangement as it goes, there, you have pretty ample leg room at the front of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get back further and further and further, the leg room gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
Strange.
And when I got my boarding pass, I noticed that I was in one of the last rows. Said, I'm 6'3". My brother's just about as tall as I am. You think we could have a seat up front if there's nobody sitting in the seats up front?
Right.
Said, oh yeah, that'll be fine. Just be $67 extra per ticket.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, not going to fly.
You bought the cheap tickets online. You look for the that was your criteria, you know?
Yeah.
The criteria was price. It wasn't legroom.
Indeed.
You got price.
I got price.
Huh?
Of course, I did have, a few years ago, I was flying on TED, and I actually got a lot of attention from one of the male stewardesses.
Because you're cute.
Steward.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I thought...
But that's kind of steward.
Yeah, he was, yeah, as a matter of fact. And, you know,
what can I get for you,
Jason? Gay guys really love me. they just tend to dig me. I can't explain it.
Well, yeah, it's a compliment, you know?
Well, sure.
It's a compliment when that sort of thing happens.
Sure, and I got exemplary service as a result of it.
I bet you did.
Fantastic.
But he did keep requesting that I flip my hair around as if I was in a shampoo commercial.
No way. Are you serious?
He asked me 3 different times if I would do it.
Sounded like he wanted some exemplary service himself.
Yeah, it did. I ended up acquiescing his request on the 3rd time. just so he'd stop asking me.
How would he ask you? Would he just say, excuse me, could you?
He complimented me on my hair and said, would you mind, flipping your hair a little bit? I was like, flipping my hair?
Did he go like this when you did it finally? Ew.
Yeah, he did.
So airline hell stories. If you've got one, 800-259-5791.
I don't know if you're going to beat that one.
That's not a hell story.
No, it's not. It's certainly not a hell story.
Although for somebody who wasn't as open-minded as you, they would have taken it the wrong way, right?
So
if it was an ultra-right Christian or something like that that the guy was hanging on?
You're a sinner.
Right. Or that would have been bad.
Or a big, unhappy redneck guy. Now, I'd like to talk about the Mile High Club, if I could, for a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
I've got some questions here. To be a part of the Mile High Club, what's the criteria?
You have to
copulate in the air.
Yeah.
Copulate in the air.
I thought it was in the bathroom. I guess it doesn't matter where you do it.
So, no, right? You could rent your own Learjet and do it, and you'd be part of the Mile High
right.
Club.
Sure. Or you could do it out in the aisle, and
so,
it'd be interesting.
So then oral sex does not... make a member of the Mile High Club?
No, we're getting into an old argument here.
I'm wondering. And if
you're the expert, Jason, I don't know about this.
I don't know.
Why is he an expert?
Yeah, how am I the expert?
You said it was an old argument. I've never had this argument before.
No, the argument between is oral sex sex?
Oh, okay. Why do they call it sex if it's not sex?
Okay, so I'm just wondering, oral sex, is that one of the things? And how long, what defines copulation? Who has to have an orgasm? Does there have to be an orgasm?
Or do you just have to stick it in and pull it out?
Is it just penetration?
Bam, we're out of here. Mile High Club, give my card.
Yeah. Who administers the Mile High Club?
I've got to look online for this. There's got to be somebody
on
the internet
out there now.
Somebody on the internet is claiming to be in charge of the Mile High Club. But I wonder, if oral sex is part of the criteria, you could be part of the Mile High Club pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't take too much effort.
But if you actually have to complete an act in the bathroom, that's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
No. And why, I maybe it's just me, and I'm just not as a sexual person as some guys. I just don't care. I mean, hey, it's sex in an airplane.
Well, if the opportunity arises and it's a long flight.
The only way that anybody's going to ever know is if you take photographs, right? I mean, if you have
you been in one of those bathrooms?
Camera.
I have.
That is the smallest space.
It is.
I don't see how you're going to get a normal-sized woman and a normal-sized man in there.
Yeah.
You could do it. It's possible. Like somebody sits down on the toilet and then the other partner goes on top, maybe. I don't know.
What?
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
It's very strange. Well, I don't know if you've ever had any. I've never done any toilet action either, man, which I'm just trying to imagine it.
I don't want to talk about this.
You're the one that brought it up, weren't you?
I wasn't talking about toilets.
The Mile High Club. Well,
I was talking about good old-fashioned sex. You're the one talking about
so many
potties and stuff.
Wait a minute, man.
I'm not sure what you really qualify
as sex. What do you mean you're not sure? There's only one place in any major airplane that you could have sex without everybody else knowing about it, right? That's in the bathroom, unless you want to go back into the crew quarters or something like that, which might give you bonus points, right? I mean, if you could actually have sex in the crew quarters or in the cockpit or something like that, then as a passenger,
sure.
I'm
not sure
that there's bonus points for
any
that?
Points anywhere, but where's the crew quarters?
Well, if there's a club, there should be a point system.
Yeah, there should be.
It's not so much a crew quarters as it is just an alcove at the back of the plane.
Yeah, that's what I've seen, an alcove.
Yeah. Well, because you don't want to have... The Mile High Club awards you, I suppose, based on the amount of times that you've entered into the club, right? Because you want to, not only do you want to be in the club, you want to be the top dog.
Yeah,
right?
You got to be sure. Premier member. Yeah.
So I would think there'd have to be points for location on the plane. I would think there'd have to be points in regards to who you encountered with. I mean, were you there with your girlfriend? Did you take her into the bathroom? Oh. Did you manage to get a stewardess into the bathroom with you? Did you manage to get the girl that you just happened to be sitting next to on the plane? I mean, so all of these things could be worth...
Oh, man.
And now, not Jason, by the way. Never.
Every time you sit down on an airplane, you're thinking, all right, maybe I'll get a good-looking lady sitting next to me. And every time, it's not the case. It's just not the case. You get an old woman who sleeps on your shoulder...
Right.
Or you get a
big fat dude.
Just a cornucopia of different people who are not good-looking girls.
Never the hot lady, huh?
Indeed.
But I think there should be a point system. And I don't know if there does exist a point system, but if I was in charge of the Mile High Club, there would be. 800-259-5791, the lenses, contact lenses. You are not going to believe how difficult it is. And I didn't know this because I don't have any eye trouble yet. But apparently it's very difficult. Jason, you're wearing glasses. I don't know if you've had any experience with this, but we've got a hell story on the way for you. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, it doesn't matter if it's the Mile High Club or something out of Washington, D.C. We'll talk about it on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manway.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we're auctioning off our top, not our top banner, our third from the top banner at freetalklive.com. You just go to auction.freetalklive.com. Last time I checked, it was at about $40. So you get a month worth of exposure on our website for very little money. And so you can place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the email box from Alex. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Greetings, subject line, contact lens madness. I've come across yet another piece of statist nonsense in a form that I wasn't necessarily expecting, the federal regulation of contact lens distribution. I've been wearing disposable lenses for a few years and recently ran out of my abundant supply I had from college. While laser correction is hopefully in the near future for me, I needed to buy a few boxes to carry me over until I could save up the money for the surgery. Well, my prescription's very standard, so I figured that buying new lenses wouldn't be a hassle. As you might guess, I didn't find that to be the case. Since the prescription is printed on the box for my contacts, my first idea was to take that, the box that is, into a local optometrist and get the exact same kind. I was informed, however, that I needed a signed prescription, which I didn't have with me. One lunch break lost, oh well, right? A few days later, I returned with a signed prescription that I had from a few years back, which could not be accepted due to its expiration date and the fact that it was for my glasses, not contacts, even though my correction factor numbers are the same, and that number hasn't changed. After an intense on-the-spot debate over federal law with the receptionist, I realized I was getting nowhere and left. In our exchange, however, the receptionist affirmed that she thought that I shouldn't have control over what I put in my own eyes, and didn't seem to comprehend when I asked if I could purchase the lenses anyway as an act of protest, or even if I signed a waiver. She said, "Don't you understand? It's the law," I was told again and again. And it is the law. And why is it the law? Is it because that they want to protect people from harming themselves with the wrong contact lenses? Why do you think there's a law about prescription contact lenses?
Because we're stupid? I don't know. What could possibly be the reason? I mean, how could they think that the American people are that freaking dumb?
Jason is the man in the studio wearing the glasses. What do you think?
Well, I've never worn contact lenses. I just always found glasses to be a lot easier.
But you can't buy those without a prescription either, right?
That's true. And I did have to have a signed prescription before I bought glasses.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I haven't the slightest idea.
I'll tell you why. At least here's what I think it is. It's the same reason why other drugs are prescribed. Because it's supporting the doctor's monopoly. It's supporting the AMA, the American Medical Association, is behind this stuff. They're behind lobbying for more prescriptions and more restrictions, because if you could just go to the store and buy yourself a pair of glasses, for instance, go to some sort of independent optometrist and have your eyes checked, your vision checked, and go to the store and get, you know, they give you that number, right? It's like a +2 or a +1 or whatever.
Yep.
And so you just go and you have your prescription, you just get whatever it is that you need. That way you'd cut the doctors out of the picture.
The doctors wouldn't be necessary. This guy knows what his number is. It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
But he has to go back and see another doctor so that doctor can get the $80 or the $100 or whatever the office visit costs. It's a racket.
You know, the funny thing is I don't need some professional to tell me what size pants I wear. You know, if I get a little fatter, I get the next size pants up.
You know, man,
if I lose some weight, I get the next size pants down.
We think you're a 36 now.
But no,
you can't be buying these pants.
I'm sure that the professional would be right. That I am, in fact, a 32.
Probably.
Well, actually, the professional would probably tell me the truth, which is I should move to 34s. Yeah. But
you could go and talk. Well, now you could go and talk to a professional about pants. You can go and speak to the individuals that are running the pants department.
Yeah.
You can go to the men's warehouse or whatever where they'll measure you and do all that sort of thing. But those guys don't have a monopoly group like the AMA, a lobbyist group, pushing for these regulations. They just want to give you customer service. They just want to tell you how big you are so they can sell you some pants. The doctors know that if you know what your vision number is or whatever it is, they don't need you anymore. That you don't need their services anymore after that. So they want to keep you coming back through their doors. It's artificial business on the part of the government regulations. Well, anyway, let's continue with Alex's story here. So he says, finally, I gave up. After arguing with the woman about whether or not he could just get the actual lenses, I gave up and had my eyes examined so I could get a fresh prescription, which, by the way, hadn't changed the number. The cost was about $80, and the expiration date is in less than a year. I was a bit surprised when they wouldn't give me the prescription until I returned for a follow-up after wearing a trial pair for 2 weeks.
A trial pair?
After returning, even though he's been wearing these things.
Yeah.
After returning, I finally got the little signed piece of paper. The optometrist, it turned out, was all out of stock of what I needed. I decided to try an online market, 1-800, well, then he gives it, in hopes that the internet would be somewhat less entangled in the prescription craziness. If your shipping address is in the United States, however, they require that you give your doctor's contact information so they can run a cross-check on your prescription. After waiting on hold for a good length of time, I was informed my doctor couldn't be located on their list. They said I could fax them my prescription, and then they would consider it. But I don't have a fax machine, and could feel my blood boiling at this point. I said, isn't there any sort of internal resistance to this law? I asked the phone operator. She told me that I was the first person she'd ever spoken to that had been bothered by the regulation and assured me that it was for my own protection.
That's right.
How am I being protected, ma'am?
I don't think she could answer that.
No, she couldn't. Like, I'm sure that she believes that she's
for
her own protection, but it's not, lady.
No, it's for the doctor's
protection.
I semi-jokingly asserted that, well, I'll suppose I'll just go to the black market. But again, she didn't seem to get it. What do you think? We should do away with all prescriptions?
Yes, lady.
Yeah,
I do. And I don't think some jerk should be able to tell me what kind of prescriptions I can put on my eyes, what kind of stuff and chemicals I can ingest in my body. I really don't need that. Thank you.
In fact,
I'm a big boy.
In fact, he replied with a very loud, yes, I do. I guess I shouldn't expect the people that work for medical organizations to be anything less than brainwashed pawns of a much larger control mechanism, but I'm really disappointed that I haven't been able to get through to a single person that I've talked to about this. From the beginning, I had my prescription, and I've been in contact with 3 businesses that had the product that I wanted. Still, I don't have my new set of lenses. I'm being forced to stretch the life of the trial pair, and they're getting uncomfortable.
I bet.
I don't doubt that I'll eventually be able to get the lenses if I just jump through a few more hoops. But I'm really sick of all this. Where does this leave room for individual responsibility and freedom? I've asked that of so many people, and I'm saddened that the response is usually just the shrugging shoulders from Alex. And that's just how it is, Mr. Alex. Sorry, we have to follow the rules. We can't let you buy our product without a governmental permission slip.
How annoying.
It's sick. And I think it's interesting that he asked the question, is there any internal resistance to this? I mean, certainly the contact lens industry doesn't benefit from this. It's the doctors that benefit, right? I mean, how would the contact lens industry benefit from prescriptions like this?
I can't even imagine.
Does it keep out competition?
I can't
see how. I don't know. Isn't there a contact lens company that delivers them to your house?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I think that's the one he tried on the internet.
Yes.
Probably wouldn't have to jump through
the
same old hoops.
They wanted him to fax
that. That was the one, yeah.
800-259-5791. If you've got thoughts on prescription medications, I think that we need to end prescriptions and just let people take care of themselves and make their own decisions. Am I crazy for suggesting that? We want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 75,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over almost 1,100 people interacting, and it's all for free. freetalklive.com. So, talking about ending prescription medications, and that's a radical concept, isn't it? Isn't that just so radical?
I don't know if it's that radical. I mean, well, this country went a long time without prescription medications.
And weren't there lots of people dying as a result of terrible, unchecked medications?
I don't think that there's a lot of people that were dying, no. I think that people probably were kind of careful about what they bought. And some people bought some snake oil.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You can still buy some snake oil today.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of it
approved
available.
By the FDA.
I'm sure there's some snake oil approved by the FDA.
I'm sure there is. And, you know, a lot of the medications that are approved by the FDA are killing people.
Yeah.
Sorry. And the FDA's process for approval Many people die in the interim, waiting for the 15 years and the $800 million it takes to get a drug through. And consequently, there's a lot of good people with a lot of good ideas that don't have $800 million. So therefore, their ideas don't make it through the marketplace.
So who knows how much competition we could have in medication if there wasn't an FDA regulating things. But I'm not actually talking about the FDA. I'm talking about just ending the prescriptions. I don't think the FDA, I don't know if the FDA is even involved in that process. I think the DEA might be a little bit more involved because I've actually seen their logo on some prescription pads. It actually, not their logo, but it says DEA number whatever. So the doctor has a registered number with the DEA. So that way they can punch in that number and you can see what they've been prescribing, that sort of thing. And if we got rid of prescription medication, and what I mean is we get rid of prescriptions, it's going to totally change things. It's going to make it so healthcare is more affordable, number one, for somebody that knows they have a problem. For instance, if you need pain pills, and you know that you need a certain kind of pain pills, because everybody's body's different in a lot of different ways. Some medications work for some people, and that same medication might not work the same way for someone else. We're all sensitive to different things. And so somebody might know, because they've taken it, that oxycodone or Lorotab or something is the best pain medication for them. But because of all these restrictions and rules and regulations that we have on that particular drug and other opiates and things like that, these people can't go out and just get the drugs. They have to go to the doctor. First of all, they have to find a doctor that's willing to even prescribe this medication. I mean, doctors are scared to death to prescribe some medications because the DEA has it on a watch list. You know, if the doctor prescribes so much oxycodone, then a red flag goes off in the DEA's computer system.
Yep, and that's another thing. You do away with prescription drugs, and all of a sudden, prison cells get a little roomier.
We need to figure out another way to phrase it, because saying doing away with prescription drugs sounds...
Well,
I've said it too, but I haven't figured out a better way to say that. Get rid of the prescription system, because we don't want to get rid of
monopolies.
The drugs.
Right.
Yeah, the prescription monopoly.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get rid of the drugs, we just want to make it so people can access them on their own without having to go and ask permission from somebody. So you've got the doctors that are scared to death to prescribe some of these medications. So if you even, first of all, you have to go around from doctor to doctor to finally find one of them that actually has the cojones or has the DEA paid off or whatever to where they could actually prescribe these things for you. And then, of course, you've got to pay them for that particular service because these guys know that only some doctors will prescribe these drugs, so they probably charge you a little bit extra for that office visit.
Yep.
So they make their $100 or their $80 there, which is, of course, the racket. You're supporting the racket. It would end that. So right there, if your prescription costs $100 and the doctor's visit costs $100, you've saved 50%. You've saved 50% just by getting rid of the prescription system. And you're able to make your own decisions, aren't you? Aren't you able to do your own research? Are you a little baby? Can't you look up your information on the internet? Can't you talk to doctors and ask them questions? Do people just go in? I know there are people like this. People just go into the doctor and just do whatever they say, right?
Doc, what's wrong with me?
Right.
Oh, you got water on the knee. All right, Doc. Take it from you.
Most people don't second-guess doctors. They don't go and they get a second opinion. Most people don't do that, do they? They just want to get fixed, right? And they presume the doctor knows what he's talking about, even though he's just a human and it's totally fallible.
The thing is I don't see how the protection the prescription system protects people.
Because it protects the doctors.
It doesn't really protect people, though. People think that that's what it's there for. It's protecting them.
Right, you mean the consumers.
If you got a bad batch of Cialis, which, you know, supposedly is bothering people, you know, people are becoming ill from anyway, but if you got a bad batch of Cialis and it made you sick, you could sue Pfizer. You could
absolutely
sue the crap
with
out of
without
them.
A prescription.
With or without a prescription. So, I mean, it's Pfizer's name that's backing up their product.
I guess it gives you one less person to sue because with a prescription, you might be able to sue the doctor, too. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know. Why can't you do your own research? Why can't you check it out yourself? I mean, they say ask your doctor about whatever,
you know, whatever the new pill is, ask them all the questions that you want to. Learn what you're putting in your body.
But then again, you're not getting an unbiased response. I mean, if you go to your doctor and say, well, I'm curious about all these prescriptions, he's going to say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, that'll really improve your night's sleep. Oh, I think you should get all you can.
Well, yeah. Which is why you should talk to a doctor, you should talk to a naturopathic person. What do they call them? Doctor of naturopathy or whatever?
Doctor of naturopathy.
Yeah, look into different options. You should talk to different so-called experts. Compare the opinions. Ask your friends. Ask other people that have taken the products. Hey, buyer beware. Caveat emptor. As you pointed out, man, which there's still plenty of crap on the marketplace. So just because somebody says something works doesn't mean that it's true. And even your best buddy, it could all be placebo effect.
Yep.
This is your show, 800-259-5791. Talking about ending a prescription, the prescription system. The dead meat's on the line. He wants to change the topic. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. We might be able to slip your call in if you make it now. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The website is free. Bulletin board systems there, Shrine of Female Listeners, lots of archives, as well as live streaming and more. All of it is on the house. Though, if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, Manwich, the holiday season's a tough time for charitable organizations.
Generally.
And not that we're a charitable organization necessarily, but we take contributions on a voluntary basis. And so...
Well, I mean, we sell memberships sort of, right, too. I mean, it depends on how you look at it.
Things were a little tough for us over the holidays, man. A couple of people cut their memberships. We dropped below 1,000.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, we're like,
didn't know that.
We're like $2 below 1,000 now. So if you're our next amplifier, you'll probably push us back up over that. Amp.freetalklive.com. Things will start to pick up in the new year here.
Yeah.
Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. You get access to our amplifiers-only forum, amplifiers-only call-in line. We've also got the classic archives from season one of the show, from the very beginning days of Free Talk Live. Only the amplifiers have access to that. Plus, long term, we got some pretty cool goals for the project, some cool milestones. When we reach 50% of our goal, and we're about 10% right now, when we reach 50%, we'll cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercial time from the show. Just cut it right out, put more showtime in its place. And when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour out of the show of commercials. So a total reduction of 25% of our commercial time when we reach our goal with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you don't do it, then it's going to take us a little while longer. If you do, it'll help. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Dead Meat in Florida. Dead Meat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you wanted New Year's stories on Saturday night, but I didn't have any until this year, so I'm going to share it with you real quick.
All right, what happened?
I went up to that college boy party town you spoke so lowly of, Ybor there.
Yes. Ybor City, yeah.
So I went to the Coyote Ugly for New Year's there.
Mm-hmm.
Got there about an hour before. Had about 10, 15 Jack and Cokes within that hour.
Woo!
Oh, boy.
They dropped the ball, and I'm not a big drinker, right? You know,
Except for that night.
You know,
I couldn't
why not
stood afterwards.
Yeah, so anyways, ball dropped. And then so did my stomach all over the bar, the Coyote Ugly.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're not talking on the floor. We're talking on the bar.
Oh, that's horrible.
And onto the backs of a few patrons that were around.
How did they handle that?
Oh, I think most of them booked for the door.
That's good to know.
That's about the time I got the tap on the shoulder and, hey, you need to move along, you know.
Well, yeah.
And then I guess I ended up flooding the strip of Ybor there a little bit, too.
Oh, man. Why did you drink so much, man? You just lost track of how many you'd had, or what?
Oh, I lost track of how many I had. And then, you know, I had a friend there with me, you know. And you know, I said, you know, I need soda. I need to stop.
Right.
No, just one more.
So Egging each other on. Oh, yeah, keep going. Geez. Oh, if you would have just not had that one more, it might never have happened.
Yeah, exactly. If I didn't have that one last one, I would have been fine.
Oh.
But, you know.
What a bummer of a way to end the show, Dead Meat. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Glad you survived. 800-259-5791. No fun. That's it. Yeah. It's crap like that. That's why I don't drink anymore. I just don't enjoy that stuff. And eventually, the more you drink, the more likely something like that is going to happen.
Yeah.
You can say all you want, oh, I know my limits, but there's that one night where you're with your buddies and you forget how many you've had. You have twice your limit by that point. Hey, we're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.